watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2026, first day of the show in the afternoon, and I'm in the Shaw Industries space with Annie Cowart, who's the SVP of SFN, Shaw Flooring Network, right?
That's right. That's right, Kemp.
You're the woman of the hour. We'll get right back to that in just a second. And also with Ryan Powell, who's the Vice President of Retail. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good.
I need to point out that both of y'all have been at Shaw Industries 25 years, right?
Yes, sir. 25 years this May. I'm very, very proud of that.
The reason I said you're the woman of the hour, just on Friday, we ran a press release about this new role. Yes. It's a little bit of what Danny Crutchfield was doing, but tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, I'm the new Senior Vice President of the Shaw Flooring Network, and very excited to step into this role. I feel like I've made a career at Shaw, thinking about how to connect with customers, started in the regional facilities, worked through customer service, worked through customer experience. And so I feel like this is the ultimate customer role that I get to take what Danny started and continue working with these retailers who are so important to us to just continue that strategy, that relationship, and just keep making that network stronger together as partnership.
So this is a major company, billions and billions in sales. You talk to anybody in the company, and they say that the independent retailer is the most important part of your focus. And now you're in charge of that, right?
I am, but I'm in it with a partner, my partner in crime. Brian is leading our retail sales strategy, and we really believe that together, leading the Shaw Flooring Network in partnership with our sales team, our sales strategy, is really how we're going to drive even more connectedness with our customers, with our sales organization. So we're really excited about working together.
Ryan, I started with her because she's a lady, okay?
Absolutely.
But 6 months ago, you stepped into this role, right? Tell us about it.
Yeah, so title Vice President of Retail. What that encompasses, kind of what Annie said. I mean, I'm responsible for kind of setting our sales strategy nationally within the retail channel. So that encompasses about 13,000 customers that we have today, working with the buying groups, work obviously very closely with our SFN channel, and then all of our independent retailers.
So we're in a little home here. People can tell that are watching. So tell us kind of what's going on in the space here, in the Shaw space.
We are actually in a little home. And I think one of the reasons we wanted to do this year is we felt like innovation, creativity, connectedness, partnership, a lot of that stuff starts in a home. Right? You connect and build relationships with the most important people in homes. That translates to the rest of the space with our products. All of our different brands are represented here. Shaw Floors, Cortec, Anderson Tuftex, Philadelphia Commercial. It's just an extension of how we want to connect with our customers. We also, of course, have our puppy area. You got to see the puppy areas because it also is a representation of the home. We just know that Shaw Residential is such an important connection to our family, and home makes you feel connected and warm. So that's where we're at. So come see our home.
Well, I've got to compliment you. Last year, you had to walk about a mile to get to the puppies, and you got it all here in one space now.
It's in our backyard today. Yeah. It's in our backyard. Yeah. That was very intentional.
Yeah. Ryan, why don't you tell us how's business?
You know, business right now has been pretty good. I mean, honestly, when we look at our fourth quarter, and obviously we've got about 3 weeks into the new year, we've obviously had markets all around the country leading up to Surfaces, and all of our new introductions that we've had getting very, very good response to. We've got a lot of new carpet introductions that we're really excited about. So I would say overall, I mean, especially our Anderson Tuftex and Cortec products, we saw growth in both those brands last year. So I think business is better than people think it is right now, honestly.
So I went to the Dallas show, and I was impressed. Bailey Walton's taken that new role over AT. She stepped into that role from a marketing and product positioning role. And you got Seth Arnold in Cortec. And both of those brands are outpacing the market, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. First of all, those two people are extremely talented. We're very lucky to have them in those roles. I would say our new AT Hardwoods, Artisan Oak, unbelievable product. Cortec, we've got a couple new styles there, Retro Revival, Lake House Luxe, that has just gotten tremendous response this week already.
And we covered a couple weeks ago that you've rebranded Shaw Floors, so there's a lot of horsepower behind that as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there was an intentionality around creating a specific brand that also partnered what Shaw Floors has with carpet and hard surface. And also, I think there was sometimes some confusion with the Shaw Industries branding and Shaw Floors branding. And this was really to make a statement around this combination of hard surface and carpet as it comes together, and it's a full brand. It creates a great portfolio for the home.
And out of the three, Shaw Floors represents more revenue for the corporation, right?
I would say yes. As a whole, it's definitely our largest residential brand. Yeah. It really connects to the broader consumer market and kind of has a little something for everybody. So, yeah, it definitely it's
but
a
Bailey
it's
and Seth are going to change that, right?
Well, yeah, I think they're going to. They are definitely focused on driving more growth in those areas and focusing on the consumers and what they need and really bringing the products to our retailers to make sure they can fulfill the needs of the customers.
All right, so. Listen, when I went to the Dallas show, I spent a half a day going through new products. But, Ryan, if you could just summarize what's new this year, you know, just from a big bucket perspective, yeah. Tell us what's going on.
I think from a Shaw Floors perspective, obviously, so we launched Pet Perfect in carpet a couple years ago. This year we're launching Pet Perfect. We believe that brand is very strong today. It's very crowded right now. I think the number is about 75% of Americans have household pets, so we understand how important that segment is. So we've now launched Pet Perfect into hard surface. We have a laminate product, and we also have an LVP product that we're really excited about. I kind of touched on earlier Artisan Oak with Anderson Tuftex Hardwood. We've got five new carpet collections in AT. But probably what we're most excited about is we talk about Shaw Floors. Shaw Floors Carpet, we have got an enormous launch in Simply the Best and Pet Perfect styles that have gotten rave reviews at all the markets so far this year.
Raising the bar a little bit just on the aesthetics of what's going on with that carpet, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, obviously we spent a lot of time. We've invested in Andalusia and in Aiken, South Carolina, made a huge investment. And so we're trying to get back to our root. We've got product that we felt like we missed the gap for a couple years, but the visuals, the design, the price points, they're right on point.
So you just named two of your big fiber plans, right?
Correct. Yes, sir.
All right. So what's the outlook for 26? You think it's going to be a good year?
You know what? I think it is going to be a really good year. I think we're already seeing some momentum with carpet coming out of all of our markets. I think that there's a lot of energy around renovation, remodel. I think it's positive. I think that we've got great products. We're expecting some great growth. I think we're all very energized about what 2026 is going to bring.
And Benjamin Liebert's in the role as president, and Carol Heisel is in as vice president of marketing. So you got a good team, right?
Yes. Carolyn's senior vice president of marketing and brands, and Benjamin Liebert's our president of residential. And we got a great team. We're excited about the future.
And what's happening next year? I think you've got your big role, right?
Yes, we've got something big. I think we're at 360 days, maybe 345. We've got SFN convention next year. So we are already in the planning stages. We're getting ready. It's a big event, and we're excited to start getting ready for that.
Okay, well, thanks for spending time with our listeners and talking about what's going on with Shaw Industries. Again, been talking to Ryan Powell and Annie Cowart here with Shaw Industries at Surfaces, and you've been watching FloorDaily.net.